This is Twit.
Has Project Treble actually improved OS update times on older phones? JR Phil, at a friend of the show, JR, from Computer World, has been tracking OEM update performance. He's done this for quite a while, for years now, tracking, you know, how long it takes certain OEMs to update their software and giving them a report card. And they always do way worse than they should. He begins his article by saying, spoiler alert, prepare to be disappointed. And as he kind of spells out everything that he's looking at, it really doesn't sound that great. Basically, he says that the key architect of Project Treble, Ilyan Malchev, I believe is his name, from Google, told JR last year that Treble should give OEMs a three-month jump on preparing updates compared to pre-Treble era. And apparently, in JR's analysis, it hasn't really sped up much of anything. In fact, some things are worse than before. Whoa. HTC and LG, they're having longer update times than even before. Samsung has improved 213 days with Oreo, up to 177 days with Pi, so that's improved.
Okay.
Still not great when you consider it hit 179 days with Nougat, which was well before all this stuff. So
yeah,
maybe that's just a blip, a strange blip. So
right,
who knows how much of it is actually due to Project Treble at all. One company that is doing really well is OnePlus. I mean, outside of Google, but OnePlus cut its update time by 91 days, so that falls within the 3 months.
Yeah.
And
is
doing a better job of kind of updating as quickly as possible.
OnePlus is killing it at this. This is changing. I mean, they are changing. Our landscape has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer like, hey, get a Nexus device, that's how you're going to get Android, you know, as it's supposed to be. It's like, here is an enthusiast brand, which is kind of what I refer to OnePlus as. But even still, it's not completely enthusiast, because I know...
No, they're transforming. And yeah, now they're in carrier stores.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they work with Verizon, which is like a huge thing
in
the U.S.
Yeah, that's big time.
And it's just interesting landscape. And also really, as you said, disappointing to hear. Too, like, LG falling behind is a real bummer when you think about. Because there's so many high-performing LG phones out there that you would want to be on the same software as everybody else.
Sherilyn, when you heard about Project Treble and kind of when it finally kind of hit, you know, made its way into the OS, if you remember in Oreo, it was an optional thing. And then with Pi, every Pi device, or was it Oreo that it was every Oreo device? I can't remember, but in the beginning it was optional and then it was mandatory in the update. And so the idea was, great, this is going to really improve things across the board. Everybody's like, were you optimistic or... what were your thoughts?
I was super optimistic. I think just to clarify the number that you mentioned on Samsung's update days taken, by the way, I don't know if this might explain the 177 versus 179 days, but One UI, which seems to be a major overhaul, also happened with this Pi update. So that might be part of the reason. I don't know, but it seems like a bigger change than previous versions of TouchWiz or Samsung Experience, which is now One UI.
Right.
Back to Project Treble, though. Yeah, I was super excited when I first heard about it. But then, I mean, I was skeptical because this boils down so much to the phone manufacturers themselves implementing it. And you can see that companies like OnePlus, which are smaller companies and have a lot more control over speed and like getting their quality check done faster, that these things move more quickly. Whereas like behemoths like Samsung and LG take longer, I believe, because they have so much red tape and you know, so many more lines of, I guess, protocol they have to go through. And then I'm also not surprised that LG is just slow, because in general, maybe this is blasphemous, but I have very little excitement for LG as a phone maker anymore. The phones are great, but... OnePlus is up there right now as one of the bigger names. LG's losing its footing, if anything.
Yeah, and HTC, well, HTC lost its footing.
They're not even a player anymore,
which is just kind of crazy. I think you're exactly right. It seems to show that, you know, I mean, and this kind of makes sense as I say it, that the challenge has not necessarily been the technical underpinnings. I mean, that is a part of the challenge, but really the biggest hurdle is getting the OEMs to commit, period, to saying, all right, it's important to us to update these phones and to update them as fast as possible. When you're talking about a company like Samsung that's supporting so many variants of so many different devices, mind you, they have the money to support the team that would be required to do this, but their priority is placed on pushing out new product, supporting probably their current flagship to a certain point, and then, great, eventually that'll get a second update. You know what I mean? Like, the fire under these companies to really keep things as up-to-date as some users would like is just not there.
Yeah, you're still buying their phones, even though they're not updating you.
Yeah. And then there is also always the point that some people bring up, which is that the average user doesn't care about updates, which...
I think it's because I think we have to also look at are people like educated about updates as much as we think?
Anyway, sure.
There's like all sorts of different variables that come into play that we don't talk about because we like to generalize everything in this world.